Good evening. This is Alex Steinberg, Pro Tem Chair of the Pacifica National Board, and I am calling tonight's meeting to order. It is 8:45 p.m. on the East Coast, where I am. And the first order of business is to acknowledge the resignation of KPFT Director Adrienne LaViolette. And after that, we go to roll call. Madam Secretary, could you please call the roll?
Sure.
Alex, point of order. Lawrence, point of order.
What is your point of order, Lawrence?
I think you have to elect the chair pro tem, the vice chair, and the secretary again.
That comes after this.
Okay, cool.
We have to call a roll first.
Okay, here we go. Grace Aaron is here. Gary Bost, not here. Robin Collier.
Present.
All right. Chris Corey. Not here. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Okay. Donald Goldmacher. Not here. Jan Goodman. Not here. Sabrina Jacobs. Not here.
I'm sorry, Jan is here. I was on mute. Jan is here.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jan. Sabrina Jacobs. Not here. Wally James. Not here. Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Okay. Martha Peterson.
Here.
All right. Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer.
Here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Good. Sean Rhodes.
I am here.
Good. Eileen Rosin. Good. Mansoor Sabah.
Hazir.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Nancy Sorden. Not here yet. Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Good. Tom Voorhees.
Here.
Good. I'll go back to the people who didn't respond. Gary Bost. Still not here. Chris Corey. Not here. Donald Goldmacher. Not here. Sabrina Jacobs. Not here. Wally James. Not here. Nancy Sorden. Not here. Okay.
Here.
And,
Nancy's here.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. I was muted.
Okay, good. Very good. John Tatum, our parliamentarian, are you here?
I am here.
Good. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. We have 16 directors present, which constitutes a quorum. Back to you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. The next order of business is the nomination and election of a chair pro tem. Do we have any nominations?
Lawrence, I nominate Alex Steinberg, pro tem chair.
Seconded.
I accept. Are there any other nominations? Okay. Seeing that there are no further nominations, then Alex Steinberg is pro tem chair.
Mansoor would like to be recognized.
Yes, Mansoor. What?
Sure. I'm not participating in this vote taken, so I can be marked any which way, but not participating in this vote.
Well, you can only be marked as supporting the motion or not supporting the motion or not voting.
Not voting. That's however you want to vote. Not voting.
Okay.
Point of privilege. Can we ask members to express their votes when the roll is called for votes rather than taking the time out by the vote call? Thank you.
You are absolutely right. Okay, let's move on. The next order of business is the nomination and election of a vice chair pro tem. Do we have any nominations for the vice chair pro tem?
I nominate Dwayne Log, Lawrence.
Okay, Dwayne, do you accept?
Yeah.
Okay, are there any other nominations?
Bill for the stacker.
Bill, you have another nomination?
I nominate Jan Goodman.
Okay. Jan, do you accept?
Yes.
Okay. We have Dwayne Lark and Jan Goodman nominated. Are there any other nominations? Okay. Seeing no further nominations, we'll go to a vote. Madam Secretary, can you take the vote?
Okay. This is a vote for the Vice Chair Pro Tem. If you want to vote for Dwayne Lark, just say Dwayne Lark. If you want to
Ralph
vote for
here,
Dwayne,
you're
going
to have
Jan.
To speak up.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you can you hear me now?
I can hear you
as
now.
Loud as I possibly could. Is this any better? This any better?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. So if you want to have Dwayne Lark be the vice chair, just say his name. If you want Jan Goodman to be the vice chair, say her name. Okay. Grace Aaron is going to vote for Dwayne Lark. Gary Bost, not here. Robin Collier.
Jan Goodman.
Okay. Chris Corey, not here. Bill Crozier.
Jan.
Okay. Donald Goldmacher, not here. Jan Goodman. Jan?
Jan. Okay. I'll vote for Jan. Thank you.
All right. Sabrina Jacobs, not here. Wally James, not here. Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne.
Okay. Martha Peterson.
Dwayne Lark.
Okay. Ron Pinchback.
Dwayne Lark.
All right. Ralph Pointer.
Dwayne Lark.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Dwayne Lark.
Okay. Sean Rhodes.
Dwayne Lark.
Okay. Eileen Rosen.
Dwayne Lark.
Okay. Mansoor Sabah.
Jan.
Okay. James Sagerton.
Dwayne Lark.
Okay. Nancy Sorden.
I'm here, Nancy.
Dwayne.
Okay. Tom Voorhees.
Dwayne.
All right. So let's count this up. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 for Dwayne. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4 for Jan. All right. Dwayne has been reelected.
I'm sorry.
Alex,
you didn't
would
get
you,
my
do
vote.
You care to vote? Okay, 11 for Dwayne, 4 for Jan.
Yeah, I'm voting for Dwayne.
Okay, so we have a final count, 12 votes for Dwayne, 4 votes for Jan. Congratulations, Dwayne.
Okay, the next order of business is the nomination election of a secretary pro tem. Do we have a nomination for Secretary Pro Tem?
This is James. Grace Aaron.
Bill Crozier.
Grace.
Okay, I accept.
Okay. Somebody nominated Bill Crozier. Who was that?
Mansoor.
Okay. Please state your name and don't just, you know. Okay. Bill, do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any further nominations? Okay. Seeing no further nominations, let's go to a vote. Madam Secretary.
Okay. Grace Aaron votes for Grace Aaron. Gary Bost. Robin Collier.
Bill.
Okay. Chris Corey. Bill Crozier.
Bill.
All right. Donald Goldmacher. Jan Goodman. Sabrina Jacobs.
Bill.
Okay. Wally James. Dwayne Lark. Martha Peterson.
Grace Aaron.
Okay.
Well, we just came from.
Ron Tinchback.
Grace Aaron.
Okay. Ralph Pointer.
Grace.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Grace Aaron.
All right. Sean Rhodes.
Grace Aaron.
Okay. Eileen Rosin. Pardon me?
Grace.
I hear you. Okay. I played it back in my mind. Mansoor Sabah.
Bill Crozier.
Okay. James Sagerton.
Grace Aaron.
Okay. Nancy Sorden.
Grace.
Okay. Tom Voorhees.
Grace.
All right. And I missed Dwayne Lark. Did you vote, Dwayne? And how did you vote?
Right there.
Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 for Grace. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4 for Bill.
You didn't get my vote again.
Yeah. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote for Grace Aaron.
Okay. So Grace has 12, Bill has 4. Grace has been reelected as Secretary Pro Tem.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. The next item is excused absences. Are there any excused absences? Did anybody request an excused absence?
Chair? Chair, this is Lawrence. I didn't see any requests for excused absences. When I checked the emails all day, just want to say that.
I didn't see any either. I was just wondering if I missed anything.
This is the secretary. I didn't receive any requests for excused absences.
Okay, then I think we can just go on to the next item. We need timekeepers for tonight. We need a timekeeper for the items and another timekeeper for the person. Who would like to volunteer for the items timekeeper?
I will try to do it. I am driving, but I got a minute counter there, so go ahead. Okay. Watch the time for the first item.
Well, it's going to be the next item is going to be agenda approval, and that's a 5-minute item. But you can't really do it if you're driving. Are you going to be like out of your car in a minute or so?
I could do it while I'm driving. I could do it. There's no traffic.
I hesitate to ask you to distract yourself like that when you're driving.
I'll do it. And long, that's not safe. Driving and keeping
Thank
you so much.
I appreciate you volunteering, Laura. Thank you, Martha.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody want to volunteer to be the timekeeper for people? Okay. Well. We don't have any? Okay, because we're going to have interviews with the affiliate director candidates.
I'm driving, but I'll try to do it.
You're driving, but you're going to... I really don't
I'll
feel
try to do it.
Only if you tell me you're going to stop driving very soon.
Well, I'm on the speaker through the car. It shouldn't be a distraction, really.
All right. It's against my better judgment to agree, but I'd rather
we got 15 others on the phone.
Okay. Yeah, we've got 50. Nobody else stepping up. So.
All right. I appreciate that. In the meantime, we have the next item on the agenda is the agenda approval. And let me read the agenda for the benefit of those who might be listening in. Agenda approval is item number 2. That's 5 minutes. Item number 3 is approval of minutes. That doesn't have any time associated with it. Item number 4 is the chair explains the process for electing affiliate directors. That's a 5-minute item. Item number 5 is the actual interview with the affiliate director candidates. And there are 4 candidates, and we're allotting 15 minutes for each of the candidates, and it's going in alphabetical order. And so the 15 minutes is basically that should be divided up between something like a 5-minute presentation from each candidate, followed by a question and answer from the directors present. Item number 6 is establish a protocol for electing 2 affiliate representative directors from the nominees. And that's an item that's mandated in our bylaws. I'll read the bylaws section when we get to that item. And that's really it. After that, we adjourn tonight. This meeting is a special meeting called for nominating and establishing protocols for the affiliate director's election. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
James, so moved.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Tom, second.
Okay. Are there any amendments or objections?
Bill? And somebody has a lot of noise in the background. Maybe if they can mute.
Can people please mute themselves if they're not speaking? Are there any amendments to the agenda?
Yes, Bill?
Yes, Bill?
For item number 5, where we're interviewing the affiliate director representatives or candidates, can we add 10 minutes to each of their interview and Q&A? It only allows 15, which sure doesn't allow much time for Q&A, and it's an important position, so I move that we change each of those from 15 to 25 minutes.
It's up to the body. Is there a second for this motion?
I would make an amendment to add 5 minutes, to drop it to 5 minutes, because Chinzira Kahina is from the Virgin Islands, and it's an hour later than East Coast time there, I believe. So it's going to get pretty late for some of our affiliate directors, candidates.
Jen, Goodman.
Hold on.
May I be heard?
I did not get a second for either amendment so far.
I would like to. Jan Goodman would like to suggest 10 minutes, and that we hear from the person from the Virgin Islands first, so that we can accommodate her.
Okay, I'm still waiting for a second. None of these proposed amendments have received a second.
Second, sir.
And which amendment are you seconding?
Jan's motion.
Jan's motion. And Jan's motion, you want to add 10 minutes to each presentation? You want to have 25-minute presentations that includes a presentation and Q&A for each of the affiliate candidates?
Yes, and that we move the person from the Virgin Islands to first, or to whatever time she was, the closest time to whatever time she was told she would be on.
Bill, point of information, request for information.
What is your request for information, Bill?
Don't we have 2 candidates from the Virgin Islands?
We do indeed.
So they're in the Atlantic time zone. it's an hour earlier than Eastern. Is that right?
Request.
I believe one of the candidates from the Virgin Islands is not presently residing in the Virgin Islands, but I might be wrong about that.
That's correct. This is Alex Randall. I'm currently living in New Jersey.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any? Is there any discussion on this amendment? Anything further?
Martha, I'd like to second the motion to add 5 minutes instead of 10.
Okay, so that's an amendment to this amendment. Does anybody want to second that?
You know, excuse me, this is Jan. I would be satisfied with having 20 minutes straight. Even though I have a second, I would be happy to just make it 20 minutes if we could agree on that.
Okay. I think we're pretty much out of time for agenda approval. We're just going to go to a vote on this. This is a two-part motion to add 5 minutes to each item from the candidates, affiliate candidates' presentation, and to move the Chenzira's presentation to be the first one. Is that correct?
Maybe there's no objection.
Desires. Pardon me.
Well, okay. Are there any objections?
No objections.
Okay, so that amendment passes, and now we have to vote on the agenda as amended. Are there any objections to the agenda as amended? Okay, the agenda as amended is approved, and we go. Okay, so now is the time for my explanation.
We have 8 seconds.
we just finished the agenda approval.
It's 5 minutes for the agenda approval as well as the minutes approval. That's what has on the agenda. 5 minutes for both
okay.
2 and 3.
Oh, that's a mistake. Should have been
okay.
Each.
Okay. So do we have any minutes to approve?
We do. They were sent out. And I just sent them out again.
Okay.
They were sent
Are there
out a few
any...
days ago, enough time for everybody to look them over. And I just sent them at 9 p.m.
Okay. Whoever time. Is, please mute yourself, whoever that was. Are there any corrections to the minutes that were submitted? Okay, then those minutes are approved, and remember that if you find any problems with them later, you can always correct them later. Okay, so we're finished with the minutes approval. Now we're going on to the explanation of the, essentially I'm explaining what this meeting is about, and let me bring up the relevant section of the bylaws, which is it was copied into the agenda. This is from Article 5, Section 4, Nomination Election of Affiliate Representatives. And I will just read it. Any foundation, affiliate station, as defined below, or any association of affiliate stations may nominate one or more candidates for the two affiliate director positions on the board. Nominations shall close on November 15th each year and shall be submitted in writing to the foundation secretary for forwarding to the board. Every affiliate station or association of affiliate stations submitting nominees shall include with said nominations a written explanation of its procedure for selecting the nominees. Said statement shall be certified by the station general manager or the governing board secretary of each affiliate station nominating said candidates or by the secretary of the association of affiliate stations as appropriate. In addition, each nominee shall submit his or her resume and a statement of his or her interest in serving as a director of the foundation. The foundation secretary shall forward to all foundation directors all materials submitted supporting each nominee no later than December 1st. For purposes of this section, an affiliate station shall be defined as any nonprofit, non-commercial broadcaster that broadcasts programming provided or distributed by the foundation pursuant to a written agreement with the foundation, including, for example, community radio stations, internet broadcasters, or digital broadcasters, as such technology may be developed. An affiliate station shall not be a radio station whose broadcast license is held by the foundation. For purposes of this section, an association of affiliate stations shall be defined as any group of affiliate stations that have been joined together to form an association, provided that said association shall has adopted bylaws and its membership is limited solely to affiliate stations. And I apologize for that ponderous verbiage, but that's the bylaws. And really more germane is the section about the election of affiliate directors. Section B of what I just read says, as the first order of business and given 30 days of advance notice at a board meeting in December each year, the directors present and voting, excluding any then affiliate or at-large directors from the vote, shall establish a protocol for balloting and shall elect two affiliate representative directors from the nominees submitted by affiliate stations and or affiliate station associations. Using the single transferable voting method, affiliate directors shall serve for a one-year term, which shall commence with their seating at the regular January board meeting. Okay, that's it. Sorry about all this. And this meeting was noticed exactly 30 days ago, so we are in compliance with the bylaws for that. That's the explanation of what this meeting is about, and now we will proceed to do the interviews with the affiliate director candidates. And Chanzira, we just voted to let you go first, so go ahead. You
this
have
is Wally James joining the call.
Hello, Wally.
Greetings. Good evening, everyone.
Thank you.
I appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit about myself and my interests in being a part of this board. Most of my background, most of you have had the opportunity to see in my CV. What's not in the CV is the fact that I've been involved in just community work and grassroots organizational efforts that are always linked to media. So it's been from very young in my educational career and quite young just as a student that I've been involved in public radio and grassroots work to really encourage community members to have their voices being heard. So a lot of what has made this particular opportunity of interest, not only because the station manager at WVI Radio at the University of the Virgin Islands nominated me for this particular position, but also from one of the founders who's also in this discourse, Dr. Alexander Randall, really setting like a leadership framework for me being able to be involved not only in the university level of engagement with community broadcasting, but just to really be a part of that national expansion of like 21st century community public radio so that persons really understand the importance of support, the importance of funding development for sustaining that type of support, and overall having an understanding of the sustainability and the cooperative type of skills that are essential for that. So from quite young, even when I was at Rutgers University as a student, I had an opportunity to really work with some of the community-based radio programming there. And any place that I went, I was always attempting to keep myself involved, even at a time where people used to secure FCC licensing. And it was interesting because that was like a joke among some of my colleagues that they could tell what some of our ages are because persons still run around with the old card that's no longer even applicable in current times. So it's been an opportunity for myself to just be able to expand some of the cultural, socio-political, and progressive educational type of media engagement, utilizing radio so that we can really get the community more engaged. And being a long-time listener of Pacifica network, radio networks, it's given me an opportunity to just see how I can operate on another side, not only from the side of actually broadcasting or being an interview guest on various programming within the various networks. Specifically when I'm in the West Coast, particularly with KPFK, it allows me to expand some of the voices that tend not to be heard, some of the conversations that tend to remain voiceless in various aspects of community public radio. So this is, there's a couple of different spheres to that. One is, yes, to be involved and understand the networking and some of the transformative changes that are happening around Pacifica Radio Network in particular, but also to be able to offer those voices that tend not to be included in these types of networks, because we do come from a relatively small space in terms of, you know, just being, you know, 84 square miles on St. Croix, where I'm based, dealing with WBI radio station, where the 32 square miles St. Thomas base, you know, where our main campus is, or I should say where the main network for the studio resides, and then 19 square miles for St. John, and just being able to utilize this type of a connectivity so that our community are actually integrated in this particular vibration, if we should say it in that form. You know, part of my engagement has also been that I've had the opportunity to shift from quote-unquote academic content to really shifting some of the language that we're utilizing so that a wider, more thriving kind of programmatic involvement and intention is available for our, not only for our listeners within the Virgin Islands, but for those that are listening abroad. And that's something that we're really working on, networking a little bit stronger so that we can sustain that kind of universal community activism that we've always seen, heard, and anticipate will continue with Pacifica Radio Networks. And just being able to offer that voice and to offer some degree of authenticity to some of the networks that are available, that's what I'm really willing to share some of my skills, talents, and expertise, respectively, some of the networking connections that we're able to share, so that the increased types of listenership can be enhanced, some of the international support can be strengthened. And again, cultural competency lies at the foundation of a lot of this work as well. In my daytime work, in addition to this piece with WBI Radio, I serve as the director of the Virgin Islands Caribbean Cultural Center, which focuses on like the nurturance, the teaching, and the edification of all things cultural specific to the VI Caribbean. So being involved in this particular foundation's work, it allows us to also expand that whole conversation of things that are transcultural and really keeping the community aware and engage on all things that are linked to, you know, culture, heritage, education, arts, technology, et cetera. So essentially it's to be able to offer those particular skills, to be able to see how we can simultaneously offer support and explore ways of promoting and investing in this type of community radio activism that really focuses on diversity, equity, and inclusion in all aspects of public radio programming. So I would really welcome questions in that. I like to be brief so that that way persons can hone in on what they desire to know from me. Thank you.
Okay. Who would like to ask questions of Chinzira?
Bill?
I'll take a stack, by the way. Bill, anybody else?
Lawrence.
Okay, Bill, Lawrence. I'll take one more. All right, Bill, go ahead and start.
Okay, thank you very much for applying and giving us a summary of your background. Really appreciate that. As you may know, Pacifica is facing some really serious financial challenges. We've been running deficits every year for the last 12 years or more, and you know, we're struggling to get membership up and donations and everything else. Could you talk about experience you may have with nonprofits and particularly funding difficulties, and if you have suggestions or on how you might go about improving our finances?
That's a fabulous question, and it's good that you put that in that particular context. So there's, I serve, as I said earlier, as the director of the VICCC. So in order to even sustain certain programs like that inside of academic institutions, fund development is always at the forefront of my work. So I currently work with a nonprofit consortium that actually reaches out to a wide variety of philanthropic organizations, not only in the U.S., but throughout the Caribbean, Canada, Europe, as well as Africa. And what we've been able to do is to leverage some of those philanthropic foundation interests around things that, again, in this context, support the work we're doing in this academic sphere. And we've been also able to extend that to some of the resources and that are being extended to our existing radio station, WVI. And so I do fund development. I do grant writing because I have to. And I'm very much so willing to see different strategies of how we can extend some of that philanthropy resource to what Pacifica is doing at any time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Lawrence?
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for postulating yourself. My name is Lawrence Reyes. I'm from KPFK. And so there's an affiliate station in one of your sister islands, Puerto Rico. That's where I'm from. And there's a sister station, an affiliate station, called Radio Vieques. Have you ever heard of them? And do you collaborate with them?
We have not had the opportunity to really collaborate with them outside of, like, sharing simulcasts. And we tend to do more of our connections with entities that are connected to universities. So specifically to WVI radio. A lot of, because it's still college radio. However, in an independent space, we've been able to do certain things, not only in Vieques, but of course in San Juan as well, and then with other affiliate stations that are located throughout the country. So it's something that we have explored. However, unless our students are very comfortable with their bilingual skills, we try to see how we can expand that. For example, like when we do things around Virgin Islands Puerto Rican Friendship Day, or if we do things around West Indies Solidarity Day, those particular activities or events, or even for our carnivals and festivals, that's the only opportunity that we're given to really kind of do any kind of partnership.
Okay. The other question I have, thank you. Thank you very much for the answer. The other question I have is in regards to, how do you bring people together, and can you assist us in raising people, raising in terms of straightening out our base of listeners and increasing our membership? Thank you.
Of course, I appreciate the question as well. So I like to say things that are very realistic. I'm able to contribute a variety of strategies that can increase listenership, specifically utilizing some of the technologies that Pacifica already has in place, which maybe just need to be reorganized and in a stronger manner, retrofitted so that it can facilitate exactly what is desired. But that has to really come, I have to be honest, that has to really come from a almost like a rebranding and a very concerted effort from the entire board. I wouldn't go as far as to say just what I as an individual could do. However, in a very cooperative and collaborative context, it would be stronger for us to actually have a...
this is just real quick. Can I be recommended real quick?
I'm not hearing what the
candidate said because it broke up. So just summarize it real quick.
Yeah, actually, Lawrence, you're breaking up a bit. I think the problem might be on your end. But if the candidate would like to summarize, that's fine.
Okay, I didn't quite hear what he said.
He said he had trouble hearing what you said, and he wanted you to summarize it. But I think the problem, the technical problem is, sounds like it's on his end, not yours, because I could hear you fine, but I couldn't hear him that well.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Okay, no worries. Could you just repeat exactly what you're desiring in your inquiry, please?
The last question I had in regards to people raising and increasing listenership and membership, and you were going on with the answer, and then on my end, I completely went.
Okay, essentially what I was saying is that that's something that I see as something beyond just an individual engagement. Of course, I could work with the collective so that we're able to really develop some very clear strategic approaches to how we can increase listenership and do various friend-raising activities utilizing various technology that Pacifica already has in place. So yes, there's a number of creative and quite innovative approaches that could be implemented so that we can increase supporters. In addition, while we're increasing supporters, also increasing the number of philanthropic donors that will actually support what is going on because of the nature and the diversity of the work. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. We have a few minutes left for Q&A for this candidate. Does anybody else want to ask any questions?
Jan, I do.
Somebody else?
Tom.
Okay. Jan, then Tom. Go ahead, Jan.
Hi. Thank you so much for applying. My question is, how... have you had any experience dealing with other affiliate radio stations or the grassroots, network? Or I'm trying to, just get a feel for your that aspect of your activities.
Okay, so I have not had that level of expertise inside of the 48 contiguous. However, because I spent a significant number of years, being grounded here in front, I'm a daughter of the Caribbean. So a lot of my work has been with public radio networks outside of the 48 contiguous, primarily. Uh-huh. However, during my tenure, either teaching or studying in the U.S. mainland, particularly between, I would say, like the mid-70s and the early 80s, there were opportunities for me to do so, like in New Jersey, in D.C., in California, and in Georgia. And it was primarily based as either a programmer or doing that type of, I didn't focus on fund development outside of certain things that were done in New Jersey. So a lot of it was, as a host, running and doing board operations and things of that nature. However, currently here in the Virgin Islands, because we are relatively small, our focus is really on just keeping and sustaining what we are, which is relatively new here from 2012, 2013. So we're relatively young, and we're really doing our priority is on getting these young, the younger generation to deal with intergenerational programming. So where it may not appear that I've had a long tenure in the 48 contiguous, a lot of our work is between like other islands, you know, Barbados, Tobago, Jamaica, St. Lucia, St. Kitts, Nevis, and Dominican Republic, et cetera.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Tom, quickly, because we're running out of time on this segment.
Yes, I just have two real quick questions. And at your station, how is your management chosen? And also, how do you select your board?
Okay. So the management portion is done through the actual communication program and the dean. So it's more from an academic space of how the station actually operates. As I stated earlier, it is a college-based radio station that focuses on community programming, right? In regard to the actual board, by definition, it exists more as an advisory council because we're quite small. So the selection is usually there's a certain selection that comes from the actual department. There's a selection that comes from the students. And there's also a selection that comes from the higher administration. And we always have a community member in that circuit.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think we're out of time for this segment. Thank you very much for your contribution. And we appreciate your coming here and speaking to us.
Thank you.
Okay. The next candidate is Robin Collier. Robin, go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Well, I've been on the PNB for the last year, and it's been a tough year for sure. But the main reason I put my name forward is I really want to focus on representing the affiliates. And through the whole year, that's one of the main things that I did. I worked with strategic planning, with personnel, with getting through this, getting the affiliate unit to be a separate accounting financially. And it took a lot of work working with Nita and stopping the resistance that Maxie had, and similarly, when there was all the shutdown, working with John Reniel to make sure that all of the...
Excuse me, Robin, I'd appreciate it if you did not mention any specific names in your account of Pacifica internal developments. Thank you.
Okay, I'll say the executive director then. To keep the funding of the affiliates, because it doesn't have a lot of money, and it's really important that we keep the 220 affiliates and the 2.3 million listeners that the affiliates have. And again, it's difficult in the factionalization of the board. I have been put between these two factions, which have their agendas, and I've had to make decisions just the way it is. But I went and formed a new nonprofit of affiliates, you know, with five directors from all over the country. I went to grassroots and met with a lot of the affiliate stations, and we are going to be trying to build the membership of that organization so that we can play a role in nominating representatives that really represent the affiliates and hopefully change the bylaws so that when we get enough members to really represent the affiliates, that we can elect affiliates to the board. At the same time, you know, I have a very diverse background in media. From when I was 12, we published a newspaper in our little town. Our next door neighbors, Richard Moore. I listened to KPFA from when I was that age. We published a newspaper. So I've been involved in journalism most of my life. And at the same time, I've been a lot involved in financial work with nonprofits. I've managed several accounting systems for nonprofits, budgeting month by month, raising large grant monies for those nonprofits. So hands-on looking at finances and understanding finances, which is really important for Pacifica. We've got to get a handle on our finances. And because I've been a listener and started our own station, we've been producing radio for 18 years. I've produced thousands of programs just this last year. I interviewed several cabinet secretaries from the state of New Mexico, senators, congressmen. So I'm hands-on in actually running a radio station, all the way from putting antennas on the tower, hiking up in the mountain to fix the transmitter, every aspect of being an affiliate, running a radio station. So the reason I think I'm a good board member is I really understand what it means to be an affiliate of Pacifica. And I can represent the needs of all those affiliates. Now, the other people that have put their names forward are all great people, I'm sure. That's great. But I've had to deal with the experience of being on the PNB, which is quite a challenge, I'll say. And so that's all I'll say for now. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Who wants to ask questions?
Jan Goodman.
And Grace.
Chad, who else?
And Bill.
Grace.
Bill. Who else?
Dwayne.
Okay. That's good for a start. Go ahead, Jan.
I'm wondering, do you have, you have all this radio experience and so forth, and you kind of mentioned a little bit of accounting or getting grants, but can you just talk a little bit about what kind of business or accounting experience, and experience that would help us raise money for Pacifica, since one is getting our books in order, and two is getting our fundraising, because if we don't raise funds, we are kind of doomed. And can you talk a little bit about your successful grant writing or fundraising experience?
Well, I was director of
an accounting experience, a
cooperative artist organizations for 7 years, which lasted 30 years. I established all the accounting systems for that, raised money. We put on the first exhibit of Judy Chicago's The Birth Project, which is a huge amount of work. I had all kinds of fundraising experience doing that. I was a director of a community services district, having to deal with hundreds of thousands of dollars with the county, raising taxes. I did the whole accounting system for environmental traveling companions, which takes handicapped people river rafting and skiing, and again, creating all kinds of board reports, program by program, month by month. I managed Tierra Wools, a weaving cooperative in New Mexico. We had to deal with seasonal cash flow, budgeting. We raised over $200,000 in grants, which I helped write. So, and of course, starting the radio station, I had to raise several hundred thousand dollars to get all the capital that we needed to get on the mountain, to get all the equipment and so forth. So, again, I've had hands-to-hands, two nurseries. I've set up the whole accounting system, the invoicing system for two nurseries, so both nonprofit and nonprofit. So I have a deep understanding of accounting and budgeting, and I think we really need that in Pacifica.
Thank you.
Grace, your turn.
Yes. Robin, our board and listeners know that WBAI was shut down on October 7th. I was not informed as a board member that was going to happen before the fact. I'd like to know several things. First, did you know before October 7th that there was a plan to shut down WBAI? Number two, did you support that plan? And number three, would you continue to support an initiative to shut down WBAI or have it be dismantled and have the broadcasting of WBAI be supplied or programming be supplied by the West Coast stations?
We have to solve the financial problems of the Pacifica network. I don't know what the solution is going to be. I was in Rochester when that happened. I didn't know that anyone was going to go into BIA. I mean, if I had, I could have gone down there, but I wasn't. I was at grassroots that Monday morning. So, you know, we have to solve the financial problems. And you can't have a station that loses money year after year. It has to be addressed. I don't know the solution. And that's what we're going to have to figure out this next year.
Thank you.
Okay.
Lawrence,
Bill?
Lawrence,
Bill?
Lawrence to the Snack Chair.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Robin. And yeah, you already answered some of what I was going to ask, but more about finances. Would you like to say more about how we could get our our revenue up and our membership up and our listenership up? Because that's essential for our mission as well as for, you know, getting our finances in order and ending the deficits.
Well, I was slowly shocked to learn that all the stations do way, way too many fundraising days, and particularly that KPFK and WBAI drop their regular programming and go to this medical premium programming. Almost half the year is spent fundraising. It doesn't take a rocket science to see that you're going to lose listeners. Our stations are down to one-tenth and two-tenths of their market and listenership. You have to change your programming, and you have to change your strategy for fundraising. It isn't going to work. You know, it's now that you're addicted to it, it's like heroin addicts to this, but there has to be a major shift in how fundraising is done in the Pacifica network. It's just not working. And, again, I don't have an instant solution to it, but it doesn't take a rocket science. If you are constantly fundraising, you're going to lose your listeners. It's simple.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Dwayne, you're up next.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The question, well, the comment I would say before that is that we do have some examples of local stations here in Houston who are nonprofits that probably do about half as much fundraising on the air as KPFT does, but certainly their models haven't changed that much. They're getting 60 or 80% of their monies from getting on there asking people for money.
Could you please speak up? It's really hard to hear you.
I'm saying that we have examples here in the Houston area where 60 to 70% of revenues by a station are receiving it through going on the air asking for it. So I don't believe that's a dying concept, but I do believe the problem with our stations is content. So I think that comment is on point. But the modality of going on there, asking listeners, increasing listeners by asking them to participate in the funding of the station, I think that's still viable. But what I want to ask you particularly is, you indicate that you have been successful at raising millions, I think the way you put it. So in the last year you've been on this board, what initiatives have you taken to raise money for Pacifica?
Well, I didn't say millions. I think you misinterpreted me there, but first of all, I can't even be on the finance committee. You know, that's part of the bylaws. You know, I can't. So I don't know what I could do. The main thing that I did was to try to make the affiliates independent enough that they could actually go out and seek funds. And Lursel has started to do that. She's gotten several grants to do these daily programs on the election. And there's, you know, a lot more that could be done in that way to build up the affiliates. The affiliates are a forgotten part of Pacifica. If you could build up the brand name of Pacifica through those 220 affiliates with more than 2.3 million listeners, you would be doing so much to get donors from all over the country to be aware of Pacifica. That would be the first thing. And again, asking, all radio stations have pledge drives, but they don't last for 140 days. They ask, in a year, there may be a month total.
Hey, Mr. Chair.
Can everybody mute themselves, please? We're getting a feedback.
Sorry about
that. I'm going to need a follow-up because I want to ask a follow-up to the extent that you just indicated how you make yourself the affiliates raise money, but I asked you specifically, and I don't think you have to be on the finance committee to bring your talents and skills to raise money for Pacifica. What initiatives have taken in the last year to use your skills and talents you've indicated you have to raise money for Pacifica?
That has not been my role because I'm not on those committees, you know, basically. And we don't even have a development committee.